from the GPB newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. A Georgia inmate convicted in the killing of a man outside of a Walmart in 1996 was put to death by lethal injection last night. Marion Wilson Jr. is the 1,500th person to be executed in the country since the return of the death penalty in 1976. His execution was carried out at the Georgia Diagnostic and Classification Prison in Jackson after the U.S. Supreme Court denied a stay of execution. Wilson was the second person to be put to death in Georgia this year. There are currently 48 inmates on death row in the state. The state health department has confirmed the seventh case of measles in Georgia this year. An unvaccinated Metro Atlanta resident was diagnosed with measles after traveling overseas. The state confirmed three cases in January and then another three in April. Some students in Georgia will receive debt relief for loans that they took out to attend a failed for-profit school. GPB's Stephen Fowler has that story.
Close to 500 Georgia students will have $4.1 million in debt wiped out as part of a nationwide settlement. They took out loans to attend ITT Tech, a for-profit school that filed for bankruptcy in 2016. A statement from Attorney General Chris Carr says a private loan company in ITT Tech, quote, pressured and coerced students to sign onto high-interest loans to pay for classes. Additionally, the school and loan provider did not tell students the true cost of paying off the loans, so nearly every borrower defaulted. Georgia was one of 43 states and the District of Columbia that received money from the settlement. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.